Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Democrats in the U.S. Senate prevent a procedural vote on a $1 trillion economic stimulus package in response to the coronavirus, the top Republican Mitch McConnell says,
"This is, Mr. President, a national emergency, not a partisan opportunity."
Democrats claim too much of the money in the bill would be going to big corporations and not enough to American workers.
Large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
That's the Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. Several senators are unavailable to debate or vote on the measure because of the virus. Both U.S. senators from Utah, Mitt Romney and Mike Lee, say they recently had contact with Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who has tested positive for COVID-19, so Lee and Romney are now self-quarantining. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Another federal official urging Americans to stay home during the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams says too many people are treating it like a party and are not taking social distancing advice and in some cases orders seriously.
I think that there are a lot of people who are doing the right things, but I think that unfortunately we're finding out a lot of people think this can't happen to them.
General Adams speaking there on NBC's Today Show. The nation's capital, it's cherry blossom season. The cherry blossom festival would normally be going on now at a fever pitch, drawing tens of thousands of people every day, but the pandemic has led city leaders to order them to stay away. Yesterday, many people did not stay away, and as a result, the National Guardsmen called in. They're now enforcing the stay-away order, also shutting down streets all over the nation's capital. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Meghan McCain is having a baby. The View co-host making the announcement on social media yesterday, saying how excited she is to share the news. She says she'll be self-isolating on the advice of her doctors because of the coronavirus pandemic. McCain says she's very lucky. Her employers are allowing her to co-host The View from home via satellite. Movie theaters are closed. Well, traditional movie theaters, but drive-ins? Some are open. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The drive-in theater is once again experiencing a boom, with nearly all of the nation's movie theaters shuttered due to the coronavirus pandemic. Some drive-in owners think it's a unique position to give moviegoers a chance to do something out of the house while keeping distance from others. It's estimated in the U.S. there are just over 300 drive-ins left in the country. It's about the only place left you can go.
And word is a baby born in a toilet paper aisle at a Missouri Walmart last week is doing well. A woman gave birth to the baby while she was shopping there last Wednesday, and a labor nurse who just happened to be nearby helped as other customers blocked off the aisle. The store's manager, Jessica Hinkle, says once firefighters arrived and the baby was born, customers cheered as the new mom and baby were taken out of the store on a gurney. The baby and mother were doing well when Hinkle spoke to the mom again on Thursday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show and how you can connect with us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. The New York Times best-selling author Joel Rosenberg is with us, and he has done it again. Another brilliant novel, The Jerusalem Assassin. Joel, good to have you with us. How you been?
Hey, Bill. I'm well. Thank God, healthy. I hope you are as well.
Yes, we are in the midst of COVID-19 that we're all dealing with. And I was thinking about this the other day. Your book couldn't come at a better time for us because a lot of people are, the First Lady Melania had suggested, a lot of people are staying home. They're reading books. And, you know, why not The Jerusalem Assassin?
Well, you know, that's right. I mean, you should stay home and be with your kids, play games. But you can't watch Netflix all day, people, you know.
Right.
You should start,
right.
Pick up a novel or a series. And, look, this is an unprecedented moment. I lived through 9/11 in Washington, D.C. with my wife and kids. And we all know how that fundamentally changed our way of living in the United States and around the world. In terms of airport security and so forth, but wow, 9/11 didn't shut down the churches. It didn't shut down the NBA. It didn't shut down March Madness or Disney World. Or this is just extraordinary. And I'm in the States for this Jerusalem Assassin book tour that's all unraveled. Hmm. My wife and my kids, you know, we live in Israel. We live in Jerusalem, and it's even more a full lockdown there. Wow. Than it is even here. It's just a crazy moment in history.
So you're here without the family right now.
I am, yeah.
Wow.
And
that's got to be tough.
And every single event has been canceled. So I'm doing radio interviews, and it's one of the things, being an author, you can just do interviews from I'm in the hotel room right now, so that's good. And again, people can buy books. You don't even have to go to the bookstore. It'll be delivered to your house. And if they don't do delivery, you just download it to your e-reader, you know, your Kindle, your Nook, your iPad, or get it on your phone as an audiobook. And it just, you know, I think so in that sense, I have an opportunity to keep talking about these issues. You know, it's not like I'm trying to sell a product that nobody can use or even get right now. But wow, what a dangerous moment.
Right. It really is. There's no doubt about it that, as you said, 9/11, and I thought about this earlier, Joel, that at 9/11, the country still had some vestiges of unity. And I was concerned when this outbreak came that maybe because we were so siloed and so bitterly partisan that we wouldn't be able to come together. But what is happening here in this crisis is I'm seeing America come together, and it
it really lightens my heart and gives me some hope that you know, we can get through this together, because people are helping other people, communities are coming together. I mean, we've got this organic community effort that's taking place just out of the natural concern of our fellow men and for our fellow.
Well, isn't it interesting? Yeah, isn't it interesting, Bill? I agree with that. That a crisis that requires you to stay away from people is allowing people, in a sense, in a social community, to come together, not physically, but in terms of how to encourage one another. And you're even seeing signs now that Democratic leaders, I would point to the governor of New York, mm-hmm. saying very positive things, the governor of California saying very positive things about this president, and the president actively trying to help people, not just in red states, but definitely in blue states. In fact, it's the blue states that have been hit hardest,
exactly.
Washington State, Oregon, New York. So, look, that's what we need, and it would be sad if it took us a crisis, a national emergency, what the president today called war. He said we're
yes.
on a wartime footing, and he's right, and that's the way we have to think about this and come together in that way.
Yeah, with a sense of urgency and purpose, and I believe the vision he's laid out there, the team that he has put together, you know, these, boy, I'll tell you, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx have been terrific in getting the facts out there, all glued together with the vice president. Mike Pence has done a great job in leading that effort together.
Mike Pence was born for this moment.
Yeah.
The guy has so much experience, and he's such a, I mean, people attack the vice president as a Boy Scout,
yeah.
but that's what they mean is he's so honest, he's so down to earth, he's so, and he's just doing such a great job in this crisis. I think the president couldn't have chosen anybody better to be his vice president, and the man is shining right now as a calm, thoughtful communicator of what we're supposed to do, but also he's leading a great team, as you said, the Surgeon General. Never heard of him.
Right.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
Dr.
Exactly.
Fauci, never heard of him. Love
right.
that guy, and, you know, and the others, exactly.
Dr. Birx, yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And I was especially touched and encouraged that one of the first things the vice president did was he prayed.
Yeah,
he prayed.
Exactly.
And he got ridiculed for it. And then, of course, then President Trump, you know, the following weekend, says we're going to have a national day of prayer. I mean, because...
I had a friend in Israel email me and say, I think we need to have a national day of prayer. Do you think there's any way you could get word to the president or vice president? And before I could do it, it had just been announced. So
yes.
clearly, and this is, thank God the president is not saying, we can do it all by ourselves. We don't need God's help. And this is not a president that I would have thought would have asked for God's help. I think 4 years ago, that wasn't something on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. I met him by now, but I don't know him personally. But I'm really encouraged by how he's asking people of faith to ask God to have mercy on us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Exactly. Well, people of faith that I know that are in his inner circle, that was one of the early questions that I'd asked, because I saw this photo on it was on Trump's plane while he was still a candidate, and he was surrounded by these people of faith that were laying hands on him and praying for him. And I asked them straight up, I go, is this legit or is this just a photo op? He says, Bill, you don't know the president. He goes, I want you to know. Yes, he comes with, like the rest of us humanoids, with all the failings and the, you know, there's nothing to hide. I mean, you've got, you know, audio tapes of his loose
right.
conversation, you know, and what have you. And so he's out there. Like the rest of us who have fallen, cannot claim perfection. But he told me, he says straight up, he goes, no, you know, he is a man of faith, and he is getting stronger every day. And so for him to make this move and declare a national day of prayer, it seems to be following suit. And, God bless him for being surrounded, and exampled by the vice president, because we know Michael Pence, there's no if, ands, or buts about it when it comes to Pence's commitment.
Well, that's right. I've known my wife and I have known Mike and Karen Pence since he was back in the House of Representatives. He was reading my novels. He and Karen were, and they liked them, and they invited me to come out for lunch one day in Washington, and that began a friendship that continues to this day. He continues to read the books, although he's a little busy right now. I sent him the Tourism Assassin. I'm sure that he hasn't read this one. But you know, but again, men, a man and woman, a couple of deep faith, and who really believe that God has called them to serve this country and serve the president. And I will say that, like, I don't know the president well enough. I've met with him, but I can't. I don't know if he's a man of faith, but he's certainly a man who's clearly been touched by the grace of the Christian community, who has shown him compassion, kindness, grace, honor. And that's what we're supposed to do with leaders. It's not that we have to agree with them on everything.
Right, and forgiveness. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Joel Rosenberg after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the dipping. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, New York Times best-selling novelist Joel Rosenberg has delivered it again, a chilling new political thriller, The Jerusalem Assassin. First dual U.S.-Israeli citizen ever to meet with Saudi Crown Prince, pens the thriller imagining historic Saudi-Israeli summit threatened by terrorists who will stop at nothing to block peace. Well, I'll tell you, that's the foundation for the Jerusalem Assassin. And we know that when you have summits, it makes it ripe for somebody to come in and disturb what is about to happen.
Well, Bill, you know, it's interesting. When I got the idea for this novel, The Jerusalem Assassin, several years ago, when I got invited to bring the first ever delegation of Christian leaders to meet with the Saudi royal family, and they told me not in 300 years of the Saud family control of the Arabian Peninsula had they ever invited Christian leaders to come to the palace, ever.
Oh, wow.
And I was the first one to do it, and by, you know, God's mercies, there was no reason to choose me. But as we went, we began these conversations, I began thinking, wow, I wonder if at some point we are watching the Saudi nation and leadership turn from the fount of radical Islamism, right, the fount of radical Wahhabism, to something more moderate, more peaceful. But the Saudi government has been it's been a forbidden kingdom, dark, deeply problematic, corrupt, and, you know, the birthplace of bin Laden and the whole Al-Qaeda movement.
Yeah, the Khashoggi deal as well.
I got invited. And then, before we got there, about a month before, Jamal Khashoggi was brutally, horrifically murdered in the most unconscionable just act. So then the question becomes, do I go or do I not go? Do I take this Christian leaders? You know, we decided to go, and we decided to speak very directly to the Crown Prince, ask him very hard and candid questions, to do it behind closed doors. We were not expecting this to be even known publicly that we went.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had issues of religious freedom for Christians in his country. There's not a single church there that we wanted to talk to him about. We wanted to pray for him and his family. The Bible commands us to pray for kings and all those in authority. There's a lot of issues. We wanted to talk about peace. Would you ever consider making peace with Israel, even if the Palestinian leadership isn't ready? So then do you go? Do you not go? We went. And in the end, the palace released four photos and put out a press release. And we were on the front pages of every newspaper in the region. And then he invited us to come back. And that was extraordinary. And so we have a lot of problems and a lot of issues and concerns about the Saudi government still and this particular leader. But we believe in honoring what he's doing right, and he's making a lot of important and good reforms, while also respectfully but directly and candidly and behind closed doors challenging him and asking him about things that we are not comfortable with in any way, shape, or form. Those became seeds for a thriller. You know, again, not based on what we actually said in the meetings, but let's extrapolate a number of years down the road. Could the Saudis become ready for a big, high-profile peace treaty and peace summit with Israel in Jerusalem? Mm-hmm. I live in Jerusalem. My wife and kids were there. I have a son that finished the Israeli army, one that's in the Israeli army. You know, and so we've never prayed more for the peace of Jerusalem. Right. It's moving there, right?
Yes, exactly.
So that became the genesis of sort of a thought exercise, a war game in my head about a future Saudi-Israeli peace deal and what that would do to bring bad guys, unfortunately, out of the woodwork to try to blow it up. That became the premise of the Jerusalem Assassin. And, you know, Bill, most political thriller writers, you know, you come up with an idea, but you don't actually get to go and meet and spend hours with the senior leadership of the very country you're writing about.
No, this is incredible. This is a total God thing, Joel, to be able to have that. I mean, that is amazing. And, of course, you know, this plot line, it's not like, you know, the wisest man ever, Solomon, said there's nothing new under the sun. You know, we've seen a similar plot line happen when there was peace being worked on with Jerusalem. Somebody gets assassinated, right?
Well, that's right. When we think of the most dramatic visit by an Arab leader to Jerusalem. Well, clearly that was Anwar Sadat, 1977. He had just 4 years earlier planned the invasion of Israel, the capture of Israel on our highest holy day, Yom Kippur. 4 years later, he's on a motorcade from Ben Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv up to Jerusalem, speaks at the Knesset. Israelis are weeping, imagining our worst enemy coming to try to make peace with us. And that was and he made peace, but he also gave his life for it. Exactly. He was assassinated in Cairo. A number of years later, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin makes peace with King Hussein of Jordan, 1994. But what happens? Rabin is assassinated in Jerusalem. So, tragically, but historically consistent, people who make peace become a target.
Yes.
And I wanted to write a thriller about probably what would become the most historic peace treaty ever between Israel and Saudi Arabia, if it ever happened, but also some of the worst-case scenarios that could play out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just hope that peace will happen without having to protect and defend against those who are hell-bent against peace.
Exactly. And Joel, we have the Bible as a guide, too, to give us an indication that at some point Israel's neighbors will be at peace, but then all hell breaks loose. But we're still not there where the neighbors are at peace. But I know that those prophecy experts look at what transpired with you and the Saudi government, and it seems that there has been some softening. Now, not a total peace in the context of the concept, but yet some softening.
There's definitely softening, and I would say it's not just Saudi Arabia. We're mm-hmm. seeing real movement towards peace in Bahrain, which hosted the summit, the economic summit that Jared Kushner wanted to do to promote how do we invest in peace and $50 billion into the Palestinian economy to create jobs and to make lives for Palestinian people better. That was hosted in Bahrain. Mm-hmm. United Arab Emirates has also been moving towards Israel towards peace. Morocco, Oman is a little tiny Gulf country mm-hmm. that most Americans couldn't find on a map, have never even heard of, many of us, but they hosted the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, just about a year and a half ago, in a private visit. Like, what is happening? Azerbaijan is a Shia majority Muslim country right next to Russia, right next to Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They've had Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel visit twice.
Exactly.
And they want me to come and bring a delegation of Christian leaders. So we're at a moment that's very interesting.
Yes.
But even as the good things are happening, the bad guys, particularly Iran, but the Muslim Brotherhood and Hezbollah in Lebanon and others, are really gaining strength in terms of their arsenal of weapons, and their hatred of the United States and Israel is just hitting, epic proportions. And, you got a lot of cross currents in the Middle East. And again, they're reflected in this new political thriller.
Exactly.
The Jerusalem Assassin.
So novel 14, a quick summary and a wrap from Joel Rosenberg on his latest novel.
Yeah, what if the American president tries to get ready to roll out his big peace plan and the architects of the plan start getting assassinated? How would you handle that? And then what if the Saudis wanted to make peace with Israel and have a big summit in Jerusalem and terrorist plan to blow the whole thing up and take out the president of the United States, the leader of Saudi Arabia, and the Israeli prime minister all at the same time? And Marcus Riker is my hero, former Secret Service agent, former Marine. He's the guy tasked with making the summit safe. And I hope people will get it. You don't even have to go to the bookstore. You can have it delivered to your house, download it on your e-reader if you want, or even download it on your phone in audio. The Jerusalem Assassin, you can learn more about it at joelrosenberg.com.
Joel Rosenberg here on Bill Martinez Live. Joel, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Great to be with you.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Democrats in the U.S. Senate prevent a procedural vote on a $1 trillion economic stimulus package in response to the coronavirus, the top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says,
"This is, Mr. President, a national emergency, not a partisan opportunity."
Democrats claim too much of the money in the bill would be going to big corporations and not enough to American workers.
Large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
That's the Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. Several senators are unavailable to debate or vote on the measure because of the virus. Both U.S. senators from Utah, Mitt Romney and Mike Lee, say they recently had contact with Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who has tested positive for COVID-19, so Lee and Romney are now self-quarantining. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
The silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Did you know it's National Sleep Awareness Week? Well, we're going to be talking about, you know, the things that keep us up in the night that, you know, kind of interfere with a good night's sleep. The fact is, more than 50 million Americans have sleep apnea, a chronic disease that can mess with your mood, raise your risk of accidents, and have serious life-threatening consequences down the road. Most people don't know they have it. This week is National Sleep Awareness Week, as I said. It's a great time to remember why sleep is so doggone important. And here to tell us all about it is Dr. Carlos Nunez, Chief Medical Officer for ResMed, a company whose devices and digital health services help treat sleep apnea. Dr. Nunez, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I am great. Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Well, let's talk about this. Tell us about why you're recognizing National Sleep Awareness Week and World Sleep Day.
Sure. Well, it's an easy one. Sleep is extremely important for normal health and well-being. You know, the science has evolved over the years, and we now recognize, aside from diet and exercise, good, healthy, clean sleep is extremely important. And as you mentioned, sleep apnea is an extremely prevalent condition. Over 50 million Americans have it. Nearly a billion people in the world suffer from sleep apnea. Mm. And most of them, 80-plus percent of them, don't even know they have it. So it's really important to raise awareness about good sleep in general, but also this type of sleep disorder, which is easily treated but can have such devastating consequences.
Well, there's no question that the world is sleep deprived. In fact, there was an interesting survey not too long ago, and it asked people, it said, hey, look, if you had an hour or more a day, what would you do with that hour? Well, the number one answer was sleep. So what is that telling you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, and we are, chronically sleep deprived. For a very long time now, we've thought that sleeping a few hours or getting by on a little sleep was kind of a badge of honor. I mean, in the medical profession, when I was training, we were supposed to stay up for 24 hours and work continuously. But we're going to look back at poor sleep the way we look at things like cigarette smoking now, that it really is something we can control and is so unhealthy for you.
Exactly.
And thinking about, sleep apnea, you essentially suffocate multiple times an hour while you sleep. The air stops flowing into your lungs, the oxygen level in your blood drops, and rightfully so, your brain starts to freak out and jolts you awake enough to take a breath, but not awake enough to know that it's happening. And so imagine you've been suffocated multiple times every night, and you're not getting a good restful night's sleep because of it.
Dr. Nunez, I want to get deeper into sleep apnea, as you were just explaining, but let's go back for just a moment and explain to our audience why sleep is so important.
Sure. So there's several reasons why, starting with some of the short-term effects. If you don't have a good night's sleep, you don't consolidate the memories and the experiences that you had the day before. I can actually predict with pretty good certainty how well you'll remember this conversation we're having based on how well you slept last night. And then you also have to deal with things like being tired chronically, things like motor vehicle accidents, even very big high-profile accidents where commuter trains or even oil tankers have crashed and caused deaths and injuries have been related back to an operator who had sleep apnea that was poorly treated or untreated. It's the short-term effects that can be most evident in the acute time after we sleep or sleep poorly. But when you think of the long-term effects, that's what's the scariest. If you don't sleep well your entire life, you're setting yourself up for different types of heart disease, everything from high blood pressure to heart failure, certain types of cancer when you're diagnosed with them, mm-hmm. and you don't sleep well, your prognosis is worse. You have increased risk for types of dementia, including Alzheimer's, obesity, diabetes, on and on and on. The correlation between poor sleep and poor health gets stronger every day as more and more research reveals how strong these links are.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, 80% of the people out there with sleep apnea don't even know they have it. So what are some of the key symptoms that they or their loved one should be aware of?
Sure, great question. So one of the most common is snoring. Often people think that when you sleep and you're snoring, that just means you're sleeping really well and you're in a good deep sleep, and that is not the case at all. And sleeping is one of the number one symptoms. Doesn't mean if you snore, you absolutely have sleep apnea, but it's a very strong indicator. And then if you have someone who shares a bed with you and your bed partner mentions that you sound like you might stop breathing or you're choking or gagging, that's another sign. But if you wake up with headaches, dry mouth, covered in sweat, if you're chronically tired, you're sitting in a car, you stop at a stoplight, and you start to doze off, those are all really, really concerning signs and probably mean you have some problem with your sleep. And again, with a billion people suffering from sleep apnea, you may be suffering from sleep apnea as well if you have those signs.
How about if you're, say you just snooze off, you could be sitting at your desk or even watching TV, snooze off, but, as you say, you could wake yourself up with, a sudden gasp, and you think, whoa, that's odd. I mean, is that an indicator as well that you may be dealing with some sleep apnea?
It is. It's not uncommon for every once in a while you get completely woken up when you stop breathing or you're gasping for air. So yes, there may be signs. When you find that you fall asleep really easy watching TV or, as I said, sitting behind the wheel of a car when you stop at a stoplight, those are really, really important telltale signs that you're not sleeping well. And if you ever have been jolted awake because it did feel like you were choking or suffocating, that's a really, really telling sign.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Nunez, what kind of treatments are available for sleep apnea?
Sure. So the most common and the most effective treatment is still CPAP. It stands for continuous positive airway pressure. And if you can imagine, there's a device that blows a gentle stream of air into your airways to keep them open so that air can pass. In the old days, there are a lot of misconceptions that CPAP machines are big and noisy and bulky like they used to be. But in current times, with the technology that we've got, the machines are much smaller, quieter. The machines that we make at ResMed are connected to the internet. They use an app so you can see every morning how well you did, and your doctor has access to your therapy. So from a remote location, your physician can see exactly how well you're doing. And the masks are tiny and comfortable now. The mask I use, I'm a sleep apnea sufferer, and I sleep with my device every day, is about the size of my pinky, and it lays underneath my nostrils, and it's very comfortable. So the treatment's come a long way. It's very modern and safe and also really comfortable and quiet.
Well, we're talking National Sleep Awareness Week and sleep apnea, a major topic with Dr. Carlos Nunez. He's ResMed's chief medical officer. And Dr. Nunez here, how about some tips for someone who only occasionally has problems with getting to sleep? What do you suggest?
Sure. There are a lot of things you can do. Some of them are very, very simple. Probably the most important thing is to have a regular schedule. Our bodies are driven by something called our circadian rhythms, which take clues from everything from sunlight to the timing of our meals. So if you go to sleep the same time every night and wake up the same time every morning, try to get a good 7 or 8 hours. That's the most important thing. Create a regular habit so your body is used to the time you sleep. Weekdays, weekends, no matter what. Same time. Keep your room cold and dark. It's actually easier for the human body to fall asleep when it's a little bit chilly. So room temperature 65 to 68 is probably better. And then dark, no noises, things like that. And then try to avoid lots of alcohol before you go to bed or caffeine late in the day, the things that will normally mess up your ability to fall asleep or to maintain a good, healthy sleep cycles throughout the night.
Well, Dr. Carlos Nunez, ResMed's chief medical officer, we thank you for all the great information. Thank you for, bringing us up to date on sleep apnea. Now, where can they go for more information?
Well, the best place is to start with your physician. Talk to your doctor if you have any concerns about your sleep or if your bed partner has noted that you sound like you stopped breathing or any other concerns with your sleep. You can do a web search with your search engine of choice, Google or whatever, about sleep problems. They're very common, and you'll get lots of good information. You can even go to ResMed.com. We've got information on our website for patients and people who have questions.
Well, Dr. Nunez, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great day.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Trying times it is, huh? But fret you none. You might remember this from our former president, Harry S. Truman, who brilliantly saw that a pessimist is one who makes difficulties of his opportunities, and an optimist is one who makes opportunities of his difficulties. I'll let you chew on that for just a little bit, okay? Adam Holtz, Focus on the Families, director of PluggedIn.com, joins us now. Whooping cough and all. Thank God it's just a whooping cough. I mean, boy, it's been a brutal month for you. I mean, from the flu to whooping cough?
Yeah, it's. I'm not in great shape. And
well, we'll pray for you.
My firsthand experience of trying and failing to get the medical care that I wanted, but we probably don't have that kind of time. Let's just say it's tough out there.
Well, and what you're enduring, and the reason I appreciate you coming on, and people say, Bill, why are you having Adam suffer through this? Is because he's a fellow citizen of our country. I mean, this is what people are faced with. This is what they're dealing with the medical care that we have right now. I think the first, what was it, emergency room, or was it a hospital that you went to, and they were closed, right, because of the coronavirus? I mean, that's hard to imagine that hospitals are closing down.
Well, it was, you know, the front door was closed, so I snuck in through the ER,
mm-hmm.
and they said they weren't doing any testing or labs, you know, here, we're doing it over here. And I got over there, and they said, you know, do you have a fever and a cough? And I said, yes. And they said, well, you'll have to go back to the hospital for that. I'm like, I just came from there, and they're not wanting to see me either. So,
right, exactly.
Do, and the upshot was there's a big tent for everybody who has a fever or a cough, and you can go down with everybody else who is really sick of, you know, anything. Mm. Right.
Oh wow! Yes,
I mean,
yeah. Let's bring everybody all together, right? We'll triage them in one location, and let's make sure whatever it is gets spread. You know, with everybody that's in line there. Brilliant.
I'll roll the dice on not getting the answers to those tests because I'm not doing that. But
no.
But that's, you know, I get it. We're trying to protect people. There are all of these cost benefit, you know, decisions being weighed and. They're mostly bad,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's a, you know, Stephen Covey said, think win-win, and this just feels like lose-lose most of the time. So I'm fine. I'm going to be fine.
Right.
I'm not. I don't want to overstate it, but it's tough out there.
Well, you got to be careful, and this is where some critical thinking and critical decision making needs to come in mind, because the fact of the matter is what we're hearing. Look at you have to decide. I mean, fortunately, we live in a free country. We're not all being corralled all together, unless you happen to come through an airport that has to go through customs, which was insane. But, you know, there are some things that, you know, as much as possible where you can hold on to your freedoms, which we still have. I mean, gosh, I mean, if you were in China or some other country, you know, they'd have you off somewhere, and God only knows, you know, what's going on. Because the Yeah, the doctor who rattled the cages and said, hey, we got a problem here in River City, 34-year-old young doctor, great shape, and next thing you know, he gets the virus, and he's gone, along with three other cohorts and a political activist who is a very wealthy man, had a very active blog, as much as you can have an active blog in communist China, and suddenly he's disappeared.
Yeah.
So here in America, we can still talk about it, and we still have some room to make some decisions. Right now, we've got shutdowns in five states, California, New Jersey, New York, Illinois. Illinois is interesting why that would shut down so dramatically, because they're not reporting that many cases, but yet the governor of Illinois said, no, we're shutting everything down there. So only for essential personnel are they allowing any kind of movement. So you got Connecticut, Illinois, California, New Jersey, and New York right now on mandatory shutdown. We're talking, what, about 80 million of our citizens right now.
And Colorado went to a 50% mandatory shutdown last night. The governor, Jared Polis, said, you know, let's not have more than 50% the capacity of your workforce present at one time. And
so how do they figure 50%, depending on the last letter of your license plate or something, or what?
Seriously, I mean, A, it's unenforceable, and B, it's totally arbitrary, you know? It's an attempt to say we don't want to go all the way as far as some of these other places have done, but, you know, is that doing any good? I don't know. Nobody knows anything, you know, and so...
Well, God knows.
But what we can do exactly is we trust God. Right?
Right, exactly. I was sharing earlier about Tony Evans' sermon yesterday that happened to catch on TV. My wife and I were watching, and I love Dr. Evans, and of course our heart is still out to him and his family since the passing of Lois last year. But I'll tell you, Dr. Evans is a man for the hour, and brought some sobriety to it, because I got to tell you, Adam, it broke my heart the other day. It literally broke my heart. I went by our church and saw a sign, and the bishop had called everybody, and, you know, which was nice. I mean, their communication is outstanding, to let everybody know that they weren't going to be holding masses over the weekend.
Yeah.
And here it is. I mean, this is the fourth Sunday of Lent. You know, didn't Jesus say that the gates of hell would not prevail against his church? You know, all these things come to mind to say, wait a minute, what are we doing here? I mean, do we believe or don't we believe in God and what he has established? You know, the coronavirus isn't a surprise to God.
No.
But I thought, you know, as I went to the church, I just walked to the front door and realized the door was locked, which is uncharacteristic, because most Catholic churches, the doors are always open for people to come in and pray. And so, wow, you know, and there was a fellow congregant who was there riding his bike, and he came in, and, you know, I said hi, and introduced ourselves, and I said, Jim, how does this make you feel? He goes, very sad. Very sad that we're not able to have this time. So my wife and I decided to have communion at home last night together.
Uh-huh.
And but also, as I said, had a chance to listen to Dr. Tony Evans. And Dr. Tony Evans put it this way. He said, God is shaking things. And that's really, and boy, I'll tell you, that really meant a lot to me, and rhymed with my spiritual reasoning.
Yes.
Because this is exactly what's going on. He's shaking things to qualify his humanity and his creation. And he said that if you're on earth, and this is my interpretation, if you're on earth holding on to the temporal things, when things shake, rattle, and roll, you shake, rattle, and roll with those things you hang on to of this world, right?
Right.
Because they're unstable in the long run. Especially when God's shaking things, because we know he knows how to shake things up. But he said, but if you're in an airplane 30,000 feet above, you know, you can have an earthquake below. You don't It doesn't happen to you. You don't feel the consequences at 30,000 feet above. So that's the opportunity that we have right now. Are we going to see things below? Are we going to see things above? Are we going to apprehend the higher things, or are we going to apprehend the things of this world? And that is the opportunity that we have right now in the moment that is before us. Are we going to choose the ultimate of life and ignore the death that is before us right now, because people are dying with this coronavirus,
right,
and we still, you know, don't know everything about it, but God does. And God has the answers. Not Donald Trump, not Nancy Pelosi, not the Democratic Party, not our politicians. I mean, they're all trying to figure this out. And meanwhile, if we're following them, we can't be any better than them, as confused and chaotic as they are. So, as for me and my household, we'd much rather choose the stability of God. What do you think?
Right. No, that's absolutely right. And we all have to just practice basic wisdom. You know, I think some places are in a mandated lockdown. Mm-hmm. Some places there's still some discretion there. But just asking the question, do I really need to go out?
Right.
You know, just some basic common sense questions, I think, can go a long way here. And I'm certainly not an expert. I'm not putting myself forth as one. But we're in a season of having to trust God in a way that, frankly, I'm not sure that, short of maybe World War II, that we've been in a situation like this. I mean, I guess we could debate Vietnam and Korea, but in terms of a place where it's all hands on deck, because there's a common enemy here, you know?
Well, and the president said we're on a war footing. I mean, he called it out for what it is. So that means we all have to be on deck. And what I am pleased to see is some of the partisanship has been tamped down.
Right.
I mean, it can't help itself. I understand. I mean, it's like the law of gravity. It's ever present. You know, this side of heaven, we're going to have to deal with this. But it's there. And it's up to us, the voters, to take note of who is with us and who is against us, who is thinking of their own political livelihoods as opposed to the everyday livelihoods of the everyday American.
Hey, should we talk about movies for 10 seconds?
Yeah, well, we got a minute and a half.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Well, we got NewsThink streaming, and of course, you can always come to pluggedin.com to get full reviews on that. There's a nice movie on Disney called Stargirl about a young girl who comes in, and she's a bit of an individualist, and she really upends the school and helps people to learn really how to accept themselves and not judge people who are different. Nice movie.
Mm-hmm.
I Am Patrick was supposed to have come out last week as a Fathom event. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that didn't happen. This is a look at the Saint Patrick, obviously. And, you know, he's about more than green beer and shamrocks and leprechauns.
Yeah.
He's a really...
And snake chasing. Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah. So you can buy this DVD, and we're continuing to just keep our finger on the pulse of everything streaming, and pretty much everything that was in theaters 2 weeks ago, The Hunt, Bloodshot, I Still Believe, Onward, those have all shifted to video on demand. So.
Well, hang in there, buddy, and get well and take it easy. I know that you'll continue to make the right decisions for you and your family, and we'll pray for yours and everybody else's health right now that's compromised because of, you know, everything right now. I mean, whether it's the flu season, you know, the coronavirus, boy, we're getting attacked on all ends. Adam Holtz, the director for Focus on the Family, is pluggedin.com. Adam, thank you so much. Be safe out there, buddy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.